Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Shenyang Symphony Orchestra delivers new and ancient melodies across Taiwan. Recent Falun Gong events, I'm glad to finally learn the real story. Chinese tourists quit the Communist Party while visiting Paris. Falun Gong Group calls for end to persecution during UN General Assembly. Teachers in China persecuted for their faith. And St. Catharines, Canada, the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance are wonderful. Now for the stories.
Shenyang Symphony Orchestra delivers new and ancient melodies across Taiwan. On September 20th through 29th, 2016, the Shenyang Symphony Orchestra performed 8 concerts in 6 cities of Taiwan to enthusiastic audience reviews. The cities visited included Changhua, Keelung, Yilan, Tainan, Yunlin, and Taichung, with more stops scheduled. Audiences were moved by the original compositions presented in the concerts, and prolonged standing ovations were a frequent occurrence. Words like touched and proud have been commonly heard after each performance. Mr. Liu Sun-young, director of the National Taiwan Symphony Orchestra, remarked, "Perfect. I felt like I was transported back to the world as it was 200 years ago. I really admire the composer who has the ability to overcome the big differences between Western and Eastern instruments and exhibit the styles of both," he commented. "Touched from the very first note to the very last. I was touched from the first note to the very last," said Mr. Wang Jingyuan, a folk song singer who is part of the Wu Jinhui Traditional Folk Song Studio. "The performers seemed like they were deities of music and song," he said. "As a singer, I truly admire them. It's indeed very wonderful. This is by far the best and most touching performance I've ever seen in my life," he said emphatically. "With the vibration of the melodies and the lyrics, our bodies and souls are cleansed." Significant cultural event. Mayor Chiu Qianfu of Changhua City remarked, "Refreshing. The skills in combining Chinese and Western instruments were very high. The musical pieces that are based on traditional Chinese melodies are carrying forward the 5,000 years of excellent history and traditions of the Chinese people," he noted. The last stops of Shenyang Symphony Orchestra in Taiwan will be Kaohsiung and Taipei.
Recent Falun Gong events. I'm glad to finally learn the real story. Practitioners of Falun Dafa, also known as Falun Gong, around the world have held public events for more than a decade to raise awareness and call for help to end the brutal persecution in China. Meanwhile, practitioners also hold free workshops, seminars, and other events to introduce this ancient Chinese cultivation practice to the public. More and more people have begun practicing the exercises and notice improvements in their health and lives. This newsletter covers events that took place during the past few weeks. Malaysia. Falun Gong practitioners in Malaysia were invited for a community celebration of Mid-Autumn Festival, one of the most important holidays in Asian culture, in Pailu, Penang, on September 15th and 16th. The Falun Gong group, consisting of the Tian Guo Marching Band, Lantern Team, Celestial Maiden Team, Dragon Dance Team, Waist Drum Team, and Exercise Demonstration Team, performed in 2 parades over 2 days, one in Sunway, Tunis Town, and the other in an area with dense Chinese population. Falun Gong performances were warmly welcomed by the Chinese spectators. Mr. Ma, a local citizen, was amazed by the beauty of Falun Gong. He told a practitioner that he obtained Falun Gong books in 2005 and thought about joining the practice, but the Communist Party's propaganda scared him off. Today he saw what Falun Gong really is. He said, "I don't believe what the Communist Party says anymore. This is the first time I saw Falun Gong. I had a major misunderstanding about Falun Gong, but now I am glad I finally got to meet this group and learn the real story. I am so excited." Mr. Ma went back to his house, which was near the starting point of the parade, and found the Falun Gong books he got 11 years ago, then came back to the practitioners. He said, "I will start practicing Falun Gong." Turkey. Practitioners from Istanbul, Turkey held a cultivation experience sharing conference on September 18th and a series of activities before the conference to raise awareness of the persecution. Two TV stations and a national newspaper covered the practitioners' peaceful protest in front of the Chinese embassy. Canada. During the Chinese premier's short visit to Vancouver on September 26th, local practitioners held banners in front of the Chinese consulate, calling upon the current Chinese leader to bring the former dictator Jiang Zemin to justice for his crimes in persecuting Falun Gong. On the campus of the University of Manitoba, Winnipeg, practitioners participated in the orientation week, introducing Falun Gong to the students and faculty and exposing the brutal persecution. During the event, 1,450 students and faculty members signed the petitions condemning the persecution, and nearly 100 Chinese students withdrew their memberships in the Communist Party with practitioners' help. Events also took place in the U.S. states of Delaware, Pennsylvania, Maryland, and New Jersey, as well as Belfast, Northern Ireland, Wales, United Kingdom, Dundee, Scotland, Slovenia, Portugal, Germany, and Sydney, Australia.
Chinese tourists quit the Communist Party while visiting Paris. The city of Paris is popular with visitors from China. Over the years, Chinese tourists have listened to Falun Gong practitioners talk about Falun Gong and the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of the practice, and many have agreed to quit their memberships in the CCP and its affiliates. "I know everything about the CCP," said an official from the Chinese Ministry of Health. "I've had to attend several conferences that the Ministry of Public Security arranged. I dislike the party. As long as it exists, people will suffer." A tourist in front of the Galerie Lafayette said to a Falun Gong practitioner, "I was in charge of Falun Gong for a 610 office branch in a police station. I am retired now. Falun Gong is good for health. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. But your participation in politics is not good." The practitioner said, "We Falun Gong practitioners do not have any interest in politics, but only in good health and morality." Falun Gong was suddenly banned in China in 1999. Many practitioners were sent to forced labor camps or imprisoned. Many were dismissed from their jobs. Practitioners are killed for their organs under the CCP's systemic persecution. Is exposure of this persecution politics? It is the CCP's evil nature that it does not allow people to have freedom of speech and freedom of press. Do you think this is reasonable? The man answered, "I have never thought about it from this angle. What you said is indeed reasonable." The practitioner said, "This is what you want to know. You must be a member of the party, as you worked in a police station. Renounce the party for a safe future." He said he would and thanked the practitioner. Young Chinese tourist, I want to read Falun Gong books. Recently, many younger Chinese tourists have told Falun Gong practitioners that they wanted to read Falun Gong books. A practitioner told them that they can read the book for free online. One young person renounced the CCP after listening to a practitioner's explanation. She then offered, "I'll talk with this group of tourists about this. You go over there to talk with the others." The young woman came back a little later with the names of three tourists who wished to quit the party and its affiliates. "I will ask my parents and friends to quit the party. I'll also go online to read Falun Gong books after getting back home. I want to practice Falun Gong," she said happily.
Falun Gong group calls for an end to persecution during UN General Assembly. Falun Gong practitioners in New York gathered in front of the United Nations headquarters during the 71st session of the UN General Assembly on September 18th through 24th, 2016, to call for an end to the persecution of Falun Gong in China. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang attended the assembly on September 18th through 21st. Falun Gong practitioners petitioned on the street corners around Li's hotel, the Waldorf Astoria, New York, day and night for 4 days. Practitioners distributed flyers and displayed banners that read, "Falun Dafa is good, bring Jiang to justice, and Stop the Persecution of Falun Gong. During the event, many New Yorkers stopped to sign a petition supporting Falun Gong. White House Press Secretary meets persecution survivor. Falun Gong practitioner Li Fuyao ran into Mr. Josh Earnest, the White House Press Secretary, on the street near the Falun Gong demonstration on September 21st. Mr. Earnest said he had heard about Falun Gong and the persecution. Ms. Li grew up in China, and her father was arrested for practicing Falun Gong when she was 7. She witnessed both her parents being forcibly taken from their home when she was 10. She and her grandmother had to leave home and go from place to place. She went to Australia at age 20 to avoid further persecution. She finally joined her parents in New York once they managed to flee China. New York Post report on organ harvesting in China. A New York Post report titled The Grim Reality of Human Organ Harvesting in China was published on September 20th and was one of the most popular reports on its website for many days. The report pointed out no one is safe under the Communist Party's regime, but practitioners of Falun Gong, a spiritual meditation based on the guiding principles of truth, compassion, and tolerance, are the main targets. The report cites the independent investigation report of two Canadian lawyers, David Kilgore and David Mattis. Mattis said in a statement, "The Communist Party says the total number of legal transplants is about 10,000 per year, but we can easily surpass the official Chinese figure just by looking at the two or three biggest hospitals."
Teachers in China persecuted for their faith. Teaching has since ancient times been one of the most respected professions in China. The country celebrates Teachers' Day every September. So why have so many teachers been killed, imprisoned, and detained for refusing to give up their faith? Between November 2015 and August 2016, 20 teachers were sentenced for refusing to renounce Falun Gong, a spiritual discipline currently persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime. Their sentences range from 1 to 8 years. In addition, as of August this year, 3 more teachers are confirmed to have died as a result of the persecution, 2 in 2016 and 1 in 2012. The following details of recently confirmed deaths of some of these teachers during the persecution. Ms. Xiaoping, an outstanding lawyer from Guangzhou City, Guangdong Province, used to lecture at the Police Management College in Guangzhou City. She earned a national law certificate and published many articles. After the persecution started in 1999, she lost her job and was frequently harassed. She was put in a brainwashing center 4 times, a forced labor camp for 3 years, and sentenced to prison for 3 years. After 17 years of suffering, Ms. Zhao died in May 2016 at the age of 58. Ms. Hui Xian was a retired teacher in Gansu Province. She was tortured in Lanzhou Women's Prison for her belief beginning 2015. By June 2016, she was dangerously underweight and mentally unstable. She was granted a medical parole when she was in critical condition. She died 3 weeks later, on July 8th, at the age of 71. Ms. Liu Fengling taught middle school in Heilongjiang Province. She was recognized as an outstanding teacher multiple times. The police arrested and detained Ms. Liu in 2002 and 2005 because of her belief. She was fined a total of 4,000 yuan. She was arrested again in August 2006 and terrorized during an interrogation. She jumped out a second-floor window in the police station and shattered her spine. She was paralyzed from the waist down. The authorities still didn't stop harassing her and her family. Ms. Liu died at the age of 44 on November 4, 2012, leaving behind her husband, 2 sons, and her elderly mother.
St. Catharines, Canada. The principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance are wonderful. Toronto Falun Dafa practitioners were invited to take part in the 65th annual Niagara Wine Festival Grand Parade on September 24, 2016, in St. Catharines, Ontario. Running from September 10th to 25th, this Grape and Wine Festival is a major cultural event in Ontario and is listed as one of the top 100 events in North America. As the only participating group of Chinese heritage, Dafa practitioners entered the Tian Guo Marching Band and a group of waist drummers. Many people were delighted to see the performances and asked for more information about Falun Dafa. Great music and wonderful color. Carol, a dietitian, said that the music from the band was great, and she thought the colors of the waist drum group were wonderful. "Gold is my favorite," she remarked, commenting on the drummers' bright gold outfits. She was also sorry to hear about the persecution of Falun Gong in China. Catherine, a materials manager for a local company, watched the parade with her sister and children. "The principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance are wonderful," she said. Both she and her sister signed petitions calling for an end to the persecution in China. Everyone should have freedom of belief. Angela, an executive assistant for a large firm in the U.S., watched the parade with her husband and daughter. She enjoyed the multicultural event and was especially impressed by the Tian Guo marching band. Upon hearing of the suppression in China, Angela said that the persecution is wrong. She said that everyone should have freedom of belief wherever they are. Alicia, who works in a salon, came to the parade with her husband and son. "Falun Dafa is great and I really love it," she said, pointing to the large Falun Dafa banner in front of the band. "Practicing Falun Dafa is a basic human right and no one should take it away." Mark Molnar, official town crier for the city of St. Catharines and the town of Lincoln, was on duty on the day of the parade. He was full of praise for the Tian Guo marching band for their music, costumes, and color. "This band is really awesome. It's very rare to see a performance as good as this one," he said. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.